This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we talk about the Susquehanna River. We are talking with the River Keeper. That's a position that has been in operation since 2015, and its founding director has moved on. So John Zaptansky has taken over, and it was just earlier this year when the COVID pandemic was about to hit that John took this position. We're going to hear how that's affected things and just what a river keeper is. Thanks for joining us on the program, John. Let me ask you first about the Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. Now, you've been on board how long?
Since February 17th.
Okay, of this year. Explain to people what is a river keeper? What is the Middle Susquehanna River Keeper? What's the little history of that and the responsibilities involved?
Sure. We are a nonprofit organization. We're located at the moment in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. And our goal is to protect and promote the watershed, the Susquehanna River watershed, from Sealand's Grove up through both branches of the river, so both the north and west branch. So that covers a region that goes all the way up to the New York border, out west to Clearfield County region, and east all the way into the Poconos. And obviously that's a big area, but when we talk about a watershed, it's basically any stream, creek, or other tributary that feeds into the Susquehanna River. And obviously the river itself continues flowing southward and eventually into the Chesapeake Bay. So we have an important opportunity to make sure that we're doing our part, that we're not contributing to the pollution issues south of us. The organization was started several years ago by a woman named Carol Perenzin, who was a huge champion for our water resources. And she started a bunch of really cool programming. And so when I took over in February, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to continue that she did. We're adding some new elements. And our association is independent, but we also are part of a bigger network of water keepers throughout the world. It's called the Water Keeper Alliance. There's more than 300 chapters and countries all over the planet, all with a combined interest that ultimately our goal is to protect our waterways.
And are those others similarly organized as nonprofits, or does that kind of vary by area and country?
Things vary depending on the circumstances of the area, but pretty much everyone is a nonprofit group throughout the world. The Waterkeeper Alliance groups ultimately cover an estimated 2.8 million square miles of waterways throughout the world. And there's 1.1 million volunteers that are connected with those different groups, including ours, and covering more than 45 countries throughout the world.
And with the Susquehanna being tied to the Chesapeake, you know, does the Susquehanna kind of stand out?
Sure. The Susquehanna River obviously is one of the largest rivers this side of the United States, and one of the oldest rivers in the world. And one of the chief contributors to the water flow that ultimately enters into the Chesapeake Bay. So when you look at the pollution issues that wind up in the Chesapeake, a large portion of that comes from waterways throughout the Susquehanna network. Once again, it goes back to the concept of a watershed. And it's a term not many people are super familiar with, but again, it's everywhere that ultimately feeds into the Susquehanna River. So something that happens even in a remote part of our, you know, the listening area here with the radio station, that most people would think, hey, we're not even on the banks of the river or even close to a waterway. Well, ultimately that has an opportunity to eventually work its way into our river and eventually into the Chesapeake Bay. So we all get to play our part to make sure that we conserve and promote, protect what we have.
Okay. I always find it interesting, especially in nonprofits, what someone brings to the job. And your background indicates that this has always been an interest.
Yeah. I grew up in a small dairy, a small farm with some dairy cattle, and we had a little hunting preserve up in Watsontown area, up in Northumberland County, and was always outdoors, enjoyed scouting, worked my way up through the Eagle scout rank of Eagle, and always had a passion for the outdoors, the therapy of the outdoors. Ultimately wound up in the journalism field for quite a while, and got away from that for a little bit, was working with troubled teenagers at a group home in New Berlin area, Pennsylvania. And it was really cool with that to be able to take these kids who were really struggling and on numerous medications and different therapeutics. And it seemed for some of them, it just wasn't working. But then we started connecting them with outdoor opportunities, fishing and camping and even a horseback riding opportunity. And it made such a huge difference and impact in these kids' lives, and was just another testament to the power of being outdoors and how that can be a rejuvenating opportunity for many. And then after that, I was back in journalism with the Daily Item newspaper for 14 years. And ultimately, when this position came open, I looked at it as this really cool culmination of everything I had done previously, kind of leading up to that point. Like God ultimately was setting up this opportunity and combining all these and tying all these loose ends together into an opportunity where I could take everything I learned previously and then share that in this role.
And the website is MiddleSusquehannaRiverKeeper.org. Do I have that right? Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. Okay. And now on there, there's a video featuring you, and you refer to yourself as the Lorax, which I thought was really cool. Explain that for folks who might not be familiar with the term.
Sure. There's a Dr. Seuss book that's pretty popular called The Lorax. There's been a couple of movie renditions since then. And the story itself, obviously, people look at any Dr. Seuss book as just being a childish, kind of rhyming opportunity. And but the story itself is extremely powerful from an environmental standpoint. Ultimately, this little crazy creature called the Lorax is confronting a potential polluter in the story. And ultimately, the polluter doesn't listen and things get turned really, really badly. And of course, he eventually regrets the situation. And so the Lorax in that story kind of represents what we're hoping to do in that we're addressing and confronting issues that are immediately impacting and threatening our waterways. But also with that we're also the other side of it, promoting and getting people outdoors and enjoying what the opportunities are, because without that connection, they're not going to, our next generation is not going to have that appreciation for our river-based resources that they need to be able to protect it moving forward.
Can you talk about some of the big current issues and concerns dealing with the river?
Sure. Well, obviously the first major need for the river right now is more water in it. We've obviously had a really dry summer. We've had some recent rains. Obviously, things will work their way out when it comes to that. But when it comes to the Thruway project, I recently did a story package. You can find it on our website under the blog header, where I talked with different people, different major players in the Thruway project. Because obviously, you wonder what kind of an impact something like that can have on our ecosystem, especially as things get into the river and head downstream. Because even a small, tiny blip within the environment can cause bigger ripple effects. So, I think a lot of people don't realize the amount of effort and hard work and thought and planning that went into the Thruway itself to handle certain species. So I mentioned spadefoot toad population. It's an endangered population that is found in our area, and what the Thruway group did to make sure that was not impacted. And there's several other species that they were mindful of and different ways that they tried to mitigate by adding even decades ago. Different areas of wetlands and other areas, because they knew eventually when the Thruway went through that some areas were going to be impacted. So they wanted to leave the region better than they found it when it came to some of these opportunities. Now, on the flip side, we do know above and beyond their mitigation efforts that a Thruway coming through is going to still have an impact, and it's going to open up the region for people who may not have seen that part of the river. It's going to be great for them to experience the beauty of that area when they're crossing over the river bridge, but it also increases the opportunity that pollution seeps into that area. It's people chucking plastic bags out their window or whatever the case may be. So we're going to have a bigger obligation, not just our association, but everyone involved in the area to step up and to address any issues that may pop up moving forward with that.
Now, you came on board a few weeks before the world shut down, more or less, with the pandemic. How has that impacted the work that you do? Have you had to kind of change things up?
Well, I mean, it's been an adjustment, but it would have been an adjustment learning a new job anyway. I've learned so much in the past 6 months that I never in a million years would have expected to have to learn. But it's been, I'm very thankful for our board of directors and for my predecessor to create an organization and to have things so well in place that we were able to weather this pandemic much better than many other nonprofits in our area. And it gave me an opportunity to work more from the office and catch up with a lot of the paperwork and the ins and outs and to find creative ways to connect with people that are very valuable to our cause throughout our watershed, via Zoom and phone calls and other ways to do that. And it also gave me an opportunity to push out and broadcast some new initiatives that we've done. We started a podcast series of interviewing different people because ultimately things like that, regardless of where things go with the pandemic, we want to give people tools and opportunities to learn more about the environment from their own home, and being able to sit down and listen to a podcast interview. For example, this morning we just released our newest one interviewing Rich Best. He's a diver from the Jersey Shore area, and some of the cool things he's found throughout the river, some of the threats he's noticed within the river that need to be addressed, and just a really cool way to get personal, intimate with some of these people without having to be in person with them. And so we're trying to find creative ways to do stuff like that.
Okay. I think everybody I've asked that question since the pandemic began as to how it's impacted, the answers have been largely positive. Obviously, there's financial pain in some locations, but people are using it as an opportunity to change how they do things and approach it in a positive way.
So, I mean, obviously, one of our main areas, as I mentioned, was to promote and get people on the waterways. And if nothing else, the pandemic has forced people out of their homes and, not forced them out of their homes, but forced them to find new ways to connect and get outdoors. And the outdoors offers an opportunity to do that. You can be socially distant while you're out fishing or kayaking or whatever. And there's been numerous studies here over the past couple months, and I talked to the Fish and Boat Commission about the drastic increase in fishing licenses that have been sold this year. Boating and kayaking opportunities have skyrocketed. And so in a lot of ways that the pandemic has helped Middle Susquehanna River Keeper with the aspect of getting people outdoors more. Now, obviously, on the flip side, that has led to additional litter issues and some other concern for pollution, and some other things have been located and found that weren't previously noticed. So, I mean, obviously, it's created some more work in those areas, but it's been interesting to kind of flow as the river flows and things kind of change and alter, and the river constantly is evolving to that. So is the same with us and our mission.
Okay. And like we mentioned, MiddleSusquehannaRiverKeeper.org is your website, but you're also your physical location in Sunbury, pretty close to the main drag there on Market Street.
Yeah, we're at 112 Market Street. We have an office here, and it's just a couple of about maybe 20, 30 yards from the river itself and the wall. So I get to walk over there regularly and just enjoy the river for a little bit during breaks. And we're right here. If anyone needs anything, they can reach out to us, either knock on the door or send us an email or check out our website. And there's a ton of stuff that we have going on. Our website has an overview. We're looking for stewards, for people who want to volunteer and get involved and helping us run programs and telling us about their parts of the watershed. We're looking for people who want to jump in and be a funder or corporate sponsor with helping out with programs. We're looking to start here real soon with a grant process that we had, a HERON program, which stands for Helping Engage the River's Youth with Nature, which we're going to be getting kids outdoors and teaching them how to fish and kayak and create a lifelong interest in those things. And obviously the podcast series, we're going to be doing more videos. There's just a lot of stuff going on, and we're trying to use our website as the hub for all that.
John Zach Tansky has been our guest on the WPGM Community Forum. He's the new Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. He's been on the job since February. John, we appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate you, the listener, tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.